What about if you have meat with your meal? If you don't have potatoes with it, you might have another starchy food. What might you have other than potatoes?
Rice.
Rice, okay. Or what about, have you ever heard of people talk about home alcohol that they make themselves, that they don't pay tax on?
Moonshine.
Moonshine. Have you ever heard moonshine called anything else?
White light.
White light. Anything other than that?
That's all.
Okay. What about if that stuff is not distilled? In other words, if it's not so high powered, do they still call it white lightning or moonshine?
If it's not distilled, they call it, I guess it depends on.
Would something like that be beer or wine or homebrew or something like that?
Well, I've seen, now what I call homebrew is something similar to wine.
Have you ever made any of that yourself?
Well, I've seen it made.
Let me ask you, have you ever heard people refer to this kind of alcohol as splow around here?
No.
Okay, I'm going to call it splow. And if something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you might say, just that. Just do what? Just
smell
that. Okay. We're talking about pancakes a minute ago. That stuff, that sweet stuff that you pour on pancakes?
Syrup.
Is there anything kind of similar to syrup, but maybe a little thicker or something like that?
Similar to syrup?
Yeah.
Well, I know something that's sweet.
What is that?
Honey,
okay. Let me ask you, molasses, is that the same as syrup?
Same thing,
okay. Have you ever heard people refer to molasses as long sweetening and syrup as short sweetening?
Some of it is sweeter than others.
Which is sweeter usually, you know?
The darker,
okay. What about if a man had a belt that was made out of cowhide and nothing else, it was just cowhide straight through, he might say to me, well, now this isn't imitation cowhide, it's
pure,
or he might say it's
genuine leather.
Okay. What about if a man is selling sugar in his store and he's selling it straight out of the barrel that way instead of prepackaged, you know, like it is now, how would you say he's selling the sugar?
How would he be selling?
The sugar sold
by the scoop.
By the scoop. Or have you ever heard people say it's sold in bulk? Or maybe loose?
Loose.
Okay. And this is something else that you have that a lot of people like to eat at breakfast. They, you know, take their biscuits and butter them, and then they take some of this and spread it on their biscuits. They'd add different kinds of fruit.
Jelly.
Okay. And those things, that stuff that you have on your table to season your food with, that's the
salt and pepper.
Okay. What if I had a bowl of apples and peaches, and I might offer it to you, and you might say, well, I don't think I want a peach, but give me
an apple.
Okay. And what about talking about maybe some boys who had done something? You might say, well, it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of okay. Or if you're trying to tell me where somebody lives, you might say, well, he doesn't live right here. He lives
a little.
Or he lives just
over there.
Okay. Or if you're trying to tell somebody how to do something, you might say, well, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
Okay. Or what about if somebody is talking to you and maybe they mumble something so that you can't understand what they said, what would you say to them to make them repeat whatever they said?
What did you say?
Okay. Or what would you say the opposite of rich is?
Poor.